Blog Talk Radio.
As the word courage sits on my screen, it is 11:41 a.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Go Ask Val. This is a special. They're all special, but this one's special. So I started off with a little music, a little Thanksgiving. And I'm excited for a couple of reasons. I'm answering a question, or it was an inquiry. It wasn't a question, it was an inquiry. I'm answering an inquiry from a friend who was called a succubus. And I've decided when I get these golden questions to make them out of podcasts, Valcasts, because that's what I do. So welcome to this episode, Are All Succubus Bad? And I subtitled this one, Breaking the Gender Role Curse of Submissive Women. Or maybe I should say the submissive gender role that's been placed on women. And I've heard it more recently in feminism, activism, whatever, of it being said, if it's a man, you know, it's courageous. If it's a woman doing the same activity, then it's called, you know, aggressive. You know, a man can be assertive, but a woman, you know, she's being too aggressive, especially if she's a black woman, you know, and these are stigmas that we are, and dare I say, some of us stigmatas, we've been scarred emotionally from these women who felt like their voice was too heavy or too deep, or, you know, growing a beard or a mustache or too hairy. All of these are in the physical body, hormonal changes. And I don't want to get off too much into that because I really want to get to the rock bottom of, first of all, us living, being alive and feeling alive in whatever skin you're in, whatever role you decide to play. The succubus or the e-sucked, I don't know, sucky. So let's read into this description first. First of all, the hand that rocks the cradle, many of you have heard this, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. It matters not if you're rocking a baby or your bae. Any woman can be a succubus by literal definition, and it goes far beyond sex, though that is the area highlighted for its context and for today's episode. And subsequently, an incubus is the male form of this demonized relationship between a host and a prey. So in today's episode, I'm going to do my best to oversimplify the nature of our human emotions, as well as our mental cognitives and spirit energies. Do you suck? Do you ever use a straw? I put this on the rated R for a reason. I want us to take the gloves off and just get raw about adult speech and realize that that's a big part of why we have the confused world that we've got. And it takes us back to a book that I'm finally in, just embracing the fact that it's so much bigger than me. It's so much bigger than who believes in it or not. The fact that it is known worldwide and believed by many says you have to take a look at it if you want to be holistic, if you want to be well-rounded, if you want to understand and understand even some of the things that you do that may be imposed upon you. I believe you're a victim to anything that you are deliberately ignorant of. So if it's out there and it's going to affect you, have a healthy amount of knowledge about it, believing in it or not. So do you suck? It's where the term succubus lives, but falls short of its full glorious definition. So as we awaken to the words and energies and their roles, which are non-binary, we're going to bring some light from the dark ages when women were demonized for their ability, this is where it's at, their ability to once again have dominion and be in charge. Breaking the gender role curse that was put upon women. So let's talk about it. We're going to break the gender role of, you know, when women wear pink, boys wear blue, you know, guys wear blue. We're really trying to get away from that. And again, there's a whole culture out there, again, LGBTQ plus, and its allies, and I can definitely consent to being an ally. Oh, Joyce. I can consent to being an ally because I understood and understood the Bible in a totally different light. And I understood it on a level of a lot of sarcasm, lots and lots of parodies, lots and lots of satire, and a play metaphors and hyperboles and such. And if we just go ahead and start, I gave myself 45 minutes here. So if we start from the beginning, and I'm going to do my best, this is where I'm going to stand up. I'm going to do my best to stay on one level of the onion, one level of the tree of life. And I think the most practical level to stay on would be if Mother God and Father God, if Mother God and Father God, you know, if we had two parents, and I'm drawing these pictures right now for my own revelation and understanding. So basically the word was by Mother God and Father God, do not eat off of the tree. You can eat off of all of these other trees. And what I take that to mean is they're talking to their children, Adam and Eve. So you got two kids, you got a boy and a girl kid, and you have God the Father and God Mother. And so, again, this is weird because supposedly Adam, you know, no one talks about this, but Adam should have been a hermaphrodite. Adam being mankind, I have to start from that level because we're talking about a Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, the beginning of beginnings. So Adam was whole in himself, in herself, Adamically. And it probably, his Adam name wasn't probably Adam until the fall, until August, until September. Or Adamic to the decline of the seasons. And so here's how it goes as a curse. You can have sex with anybody you want to, just be safe and don't have kids. I know that sounds pretty wild, but it does fit the bill of be fruitful and multiply and subdue. So it says don't have kids with that tree over there, that culture. Not just don't have any kids, but don't have any kids with that particular culture. So have as many kids as you want. And that was not necessarily with Adam and Eve doing that together until, again, they were coerced into doing that. And so I'm going somewhere with this piece of it. Stop this music in the background. What you've got here is an inquisitive Eve. She's been given command over Adam, over the male of herself now. She's a totally new creature. And so is Adam. Something has been taken away from him. And I honor these emergency sirens. And as they talk about the creation, and again, I could expand it on another level, but to keep it simple right here, what you have is someone who's supposed to know more than her counterpart, which is Adam, the male form. Just, she's literally a little lower than the angels. Why? Because the angels did the surgery and Eve had to nurse Adam back to healing. Adam the male. And his thing was, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. He was not, or it was not, the it Adam, the non-binary or all-binary Adam, was not content with likeness. Like on like. There was no one suitable. Bestiality didn't work for it. Continuing to multiply with oneself did not feel fulfilling. And so here comes a new dispensation. Here comes a new Genesis. How many eons, how many timeless lives did it take for this to come about? Again, there was no time. There was only events. So the next event was, okay, let's do something different. Let's put Adam to sleep and let's separate Adam from Adam, atoms from atoms. Let's split the atom. And we're going to create some kind of need and desire, some kind of connection. We're going to teach Adam that this is a part of you and you're going to need it to heal. Who do you think took care of him after the surgery? Eve did. So that's where we get like Nightingale and evening nurse and stuff like that. She had the know-how from the angels. And yes, I'm still talking about a succubus, because she had the power to breathe into him, teach him things. And this is why it made such a curse that she fell for the okey-doke by that other tree. Pun not intended, but it was cute. Oak. The okey-doke, the oak tree, the strong tree, or the subtle tree. The subtlety of a succubus. And again, it could have been a male or female. Incubus, meaning an incubated. It incubated for a while. It watched her mannerisms. It watched her, like any psychosis, psychotic, psychopath would do. It watched her, or any enemy would do. Watch when you leave your home. Watch what you like and don't like. Look in your trash can. See what you eat. Watch your cookies online and, you know, that kind of thing. And now, again, we give away that information on, you know, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That would be your trash can. The good is your data. The evil is, you know, the cracked eggshells. But they don't have to rummage. The identity thieves don't have to rummage through your trash anymore. We give it away. So you still have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Still tie in this succubus thing. Don't go over there to that culture, that species that dominates, that takes whatever you have and uses it against you. That's the nature of that beast, period. I recall President Obama talking about that. former president, quotey fingers, when he talked about, he's my only president, when he talked about how he was trying to get things moving in the White House, and how everything was just stonewall, it was just a blockage. No matter, you know, he said, okay, fine, the sky isn't blue. You know, for the sake of this conversation, the sky isn't blue. It's whatever you guys say. Well, no, we're not going to agree with you. It was the context of it was to be defiant, to be rebellious, even if it meant cutting off their own foot to spite their own agenda. It's an argumentative spirit. That's when succubus is bad. When someone has no intention to get to the ground of truth, their intention is simply to defy whatever you bring to the table. You know, if you said, okay, fine, agree to disagree. No, that ain't enough. We also call this a kind of narcissist. It's a dark thing. I said, well, what is your agenda? And most people never get to it. They're like, you know, I don't know what do you want? Well, they're getting what they want. They're getting you flustered and frustrated, and they're taking your energy. They're zapping your energy. So if you believe that's what a succubus is in a sexual way, then yes, that kind of succubus is bad. But if you understand and understand at this point that everything has a negative connotation, positive connotation, and a neutral for you to glean from, then you'll understand that a baby being a succubus is absolutely vital to that baby living. The very sensation of sucking. And so if we stop looking at Genesis and the whole Genesis story or the multiple Genesis stories as being a bad thing and look at it as being an evolutionary thing of consciousness and awareness and reasoning and how one thing is going to lead to another, let's go back to our Adam and Eve brother and sister, where now they're being told, no, God knows, this is like a bigger brother. God knows, mom and daddy know that you're going to be just like them if you have sex. And yeah, you would. You're going to have children. And especially if you have sex with yourself or with your brother at this point, then now you have incest and now you have a tainted bloodline. Because it says, I told you who to have relations with and who to reproduce with. And it was not with each other. But once the point of them thinking that they caught God or the parents in a lie, and what they caught them in was sarcasm, or exaggeration. There's another word, but basically it was a hyperbole of sorts. And you're not going to surely die. You're not going to technically die. Well, no, you're going to technically die too. But the emphasis was on you're going to give up your life when you start having children. Thorns and thistles are going to be coming through with those thorns and thistles. It's not just manifested in the physical ground, but it talks about your face, a man's face, a beard. And here's the part about the succubus. The woman's desire, now you're forced to be with each other. There was no such thing as marriage. There was no piece of paper. It wasn't understood. And they had the right to go free and do whatever they want until they entangle themselves in that yoke of bond age, the age of bonding. And so a succubus is someone who has to have that sexual energy satisfied. A vampire, again, cannot live without blood, and it highly prefers human blood over animal blood. It needs that vulnerability. Now, the thing about it is there are some people who want to, they have been a very powerful person, at least in their own mind or their job descriptions, and they would prefer to surrender their power. There was a medical term called letting, not too far back in history, where people would, they would allow you to bleed out. And that is to understand that your body would then create more reticulocytes from the bone marrow. As long as you did it at a, quote, healthy or medicinal rate, at a therapeutic rate. Again, if you get shot and it's abrupt and you're bleeding out, then yeah, not a good thing. But the all of these things were taught supposedly by the, quote, angels. And that's why those who are in white, whether it's in church or surgeons or whatever, it's symbolic that they've acquired this knowledge from, quote, on high. Those who don't need it the way that we do. They don't eat the way that we do. And so when you come down to this lower level vibration and you have to eat food and you have this desire to reproduce beyond the agenda of procreation, when you have a desire to have feelings with it, then those are human feelings. And so supposedly angels don't have that. But they can suck from that. So then if, quote, the devil was, and again, it was not given a name, but let's say the servant at that point, the servant angel who watched, one of the watchers, jealous of watching passion and desire, you know, what is man that you're so mindful that you're watching them all the time like that, that you would create something like that and become envious of it, but have to serve it, you know, kind of like a maid having to serve a millionaire and deciding, you know, I shouldn't have to do this. You know, I deserve better. And instead of going about it the right way, go into some kind of strategy. And so sucking and giving is a relationship. And if someone is calling someone a succubus, they may be teasing, but they are also identifying that if they haven't stopped the relationship, that they are either vulnerable to it or they are consenting to it nonetheless. So everybody doesn't always want power all the time. You're going to want to know how the other side lives, whatever that means, rich versus poor, poor versus rich, even if they say something like, you know, I don't see how people can't make money. Yeah, well, now you're probably going to find out. And if you're savvy enough to keep it from happening to you directly, then that energy may take the path of least resistance and it may go to one of your family members that you do care about. And so you feel drawn to help, but because of your principles, there's a war, and now you've still entangled yourself in that energy. And so standing on your own is fine. Having these relationships are fine. The key is becoming aware. And so as part of the evolutionary process, it was not written not to eat of the tree. And Eve, being a little Eve, she was naive. She was a child in her thinking process dealing with that particular tree. She was smart in all these other ways, but she had not met a narcissist. She had dealt with a Gemini, Scorpio, and a Capricorn, but she hadn't dealt with Aries or Virgo or whatever. You know, the ones that she hadn't dealt with yet. And so when that particular energy came to her and seemed friendly and cunning and wise, and she gave away too much information because she was being sassy and she was lifted up in pride because she said, we're not supposed to eat nor touch of it. And that's not what was said. And so later you'll see in that story where things started to be written down because verbal was not reliable enough. he say, she say. God said not to eat it or touch it. That's what Eve said. The scripture says, God says, don't eat of it. Which one was right? So let the Bible tell it, she was the one deceived. Let her tell it, she was the one deceived. I think if you read further into it, you would see that she was actually trying to cover for Adam and trying to redeem her job as the protector, as a kind of gatekeeper. They had a kind of union and a kind of agreement and cooperation. And when they were not clear, that's when, well, let's just kick you out and close the door until we can come up with some more written laws, because we see where the fault has lied. And the fault lied in the fact that the instructions were not clear, nor was the consequences clear. Because after that point, the principle was, now they are like us. It says, wait a minute, you said that they weren't going to be, or the quote devil in the situation said, you're going to be like gods. So there's this convolution of principles, just like this word succubus. There was a time where when the prostitutes sat outside of the gates for the men who fought in the war to get their relief, their retreat, then the women took all of that pent-up energy and anxiety and rubbed it out, whatever that looked like. And they had to recuperate. They had to reset and get their loins about them after that. But they went back with morale. They went back with fervor. But they had to have all three components. You go out to fight, you come back to rest, rejuvenate. And the woman was the succubus. Come back for repair. Repopulate women, or keep them busy. And so this cycle of life is not to be demonized. It should be demonstrated in this germophobic world, in this anti-humanistic world, coming against us as if we are a virus, and coming against strong women and hoping that that last little bit of that intimidation, when I had gained weight, someone teased at me. And again, I know it was not meant as a compliment. There was nothing complimentary about it. But what they were also showing was that they were intimidated by it. But all I saw was the dart. And they needed my energy to say something. If a succubus was a disciplinary art form, we would call it judo. You do what you do. I will come and mirror whatever you need. And if you need me to suck your energy, drain your energy so that you can replenish anew, quote, suck the poison, then that's what a succubus can do. Are there people that have required that they need it? Yeah. But that's a mutual relationship. For every abuser, there is someone who is being attracted to them to be abused. And that is why psychology gets away from blaming one person or the other and try to go through behavioral therapy. Don't criminalize human behavior. give us a better understanding of what's happening in relationships. So when someone calls you a succubus, I think what's happening here is one of two things. We're also entering back into the world again of domination, of understanding, and BDSM and all these other things that have been put under the ground as if that's going to make it go away instead of coming up bigger and stronger than ever. We're not so fragile. We don't mind going through things. Clearly, we're still here. You may fuss and cuss about it, but at the end of the day, you didn't give up. You're still looking for ways and strategies to better yourself and get out of your situation. And that speaks volumes all in itself. But what you're also doing is, again, you're looking for life. You're looking for water. You're looking for air. You're looking to breathe. You're looking for a place to plant yourself, whether it's in a more stable ground where you exist right now, or whether you're looking for something totally different in a different dimension, totally different mindset. You want everything to change. And you're willing to go through that purification process to make it happen. And some people have a more gradual way of processing through their lives. There's no wrong answer. My hope and intention is to just bring awareness and enlightenment to the fact that that's what we're all doing. And everyone chooses their roles. And it's up to you to create some boundaries to say, I will not be fooled anymore if someone is inviting me into a particular kind of relationship based on where I've been. And so they're picking up on old shadows and entrails of who I used to be, the former self, the thing I used to allow. You can put a stop to that. And you don't have to be rude and nasty about it. It's up to you, though, to find the best way to deal with it, starting with asking questions. You know, very clear. What are your intentions in life? Where do you see yourself in the next, few years? You know, and the whole, I don't have no plans in my life. And I don't have no direction. Do you want some direction? You know, I'm not going to push someone away with that at the first. There are times where you just kind of want to let it all go. Again, you've had enough war. You've studied war long enough. You don't want a relationship where you have to play cat and mouse. You don't want to flirt. You want to put it on the table. Hey, this is what I want. Also, wanted to mention, there's a thing called cupping. Again, same thing we get with coupling. It's a kind of, again, therapy where you're raising the blood to the surface of the body. It's for stimulation. It's for growth. We came here to feel, to touch, to raise the hair on the back of our necks, to have sensations of cold and heat. That's what heaven is, cold and heat and seasons and times and temperatures. And we are that earth in heaven. And if there are some feelings that you just prefer not to have anymore, then you have the right to move away from those. But I would bet you came to at least experience or know that you have the power to experience all emotions without getting stuck in them. But it is no different than any, quote, addiction. Addiction is something that you talk about. Your diction is how you pronounce and articulate. And so look at these words and how naive or Eve was supposedly seduced by the serpent, whether sexually or to eat off of a literal tree or figuratively a tree, doesn't matter in this case. Taking back your power to say you can be in my presence, you don't have to be. This is who I am. This is who I like to be. This is what I like to express. and I like to be as clear and as concise as possible. And I don't mind going through and rehashing until we know we are both crystal clear on what we're saying. And then we can still have playful banter. It doesn't take the fun out of it. In fact, it gives us a much more cleaner boundary. And then within that, the sky is the limit. And it's a healthy kind of pride that one, two, or more people have come together with a kind of agreement that if there's a succubus in the midst, then we're going to acknowledge it. And we all are succubus. We all take in air, I hope. And air is energy. We all take in liquid. And then we expel that. And we've used that energy to give a biofeedback in the environment around us. So when it's become very intimate, when it's you and that other person, and you're sitting close to each other, and you're feeling each other's energy, and you're watching them move, and you're watching them walk, and you're taking it in more than you realize, and it's up to you to be conscious that they're affecting your vibration. Even when they're not in your physical proximity, they're in your world. You know their name, you know their energy, you know their thumbprint. You know their vibration, so you spend time with them. You think about them, and they call you. You mention their name, and they, you know, you see it on the television or the radio. It's in your sphere of influence. And likewise, vice versa. So at any given time, they can be pulling from you. You can be pulling from them. And that is what we call a kind of, what's the word I want to use? One is symbiotic. That's the one. Symbiosis. A symbol of life. There are four particular symbiosis kinds of relationship. There is the parasite. Symbiosis. I got time. There's the parasite. Parasitical, where one person is the host and the other person is the dependent. A child is a dependent until they're older. They bring joy. That's a kind of positive. But they suck. Okay? They suck energy and life. Ask a new mom. Ask her husband. Then you have the kinds of relationships, and those are like the hippopotamus and the bird. And the bird eats the insects off of the hippo. And so they both win, the bird and the hippo. Now, the insect doesn't win right there, but we're just talking about a symbiosis relationship between two. But it can go between more than two. But you can best believe where there is two or three gathered, there will be a succubus in the midst, or there will not be anything happening. There will not be any circulation. Money needs to circulate. News needs to circulate in order to get a momentum, in order to get attention. What do you want to put your money and focus on? What do you put your breath on? What do you talk about? Whose name is in your mouth? How do you talk about money? If you talk about money as an entity, how well do you know it? Does it like you? Or do you always push it away as soon as you get it? Are you the succubus? We're all succubus. We all came to this side of the vibrational world in order to pull from each other. Now, if I give back, then it's a mutual relationship. If I give back just as much or more, if I'm the kind of person that is truly only allowing to be let out of my overflow. Again, you have a sloth, you have a fraud, waste, and abuse overage percentage that comes along with the game. It's called waste. But even your waste can be fruitful if you put it in the right space. So that is me winding it up and winding it down for the formula beyond sex. A woman being able to sit on top, stand, ride on top, and feel confident about herself is something that is above the curse of the law. The law has her in a submissive role. The law in that age, in that dispensation, and that dispensation is over. Whenever you have women ascribing to be goddesses and the like, ruling, entrepreneurs, doesn't matter, bishops, they're leaving these gender roles. And it was challenging for me to wrap my mind around until I was able to truly embrace the scripture that says that there is no gender in Christ. There is no male or female. There is no rich nor poor. There are people with a clear conscience that are not religious. They love sex. They love the power that they have, not just over themselves, but over other people. And no one can take your power. We're talking about consenting adults. And I say consenting, when you are not ascribing to being a special needs person who needs a provider, when you step on the playing field of 21 years old, all bets are on and off, however you want to look at that. Now, I'm not talking about, again, how I feel about it. I'm telling you how it is. And again, everything else is in the court of law. But I try to bring the whole shebang to anything that I say. So it's up to you to decide if someone is truly old enough and mature enough, especially if you are in spiritual practices where you don't want to violate people. It's not enough to say, I don't say certain things to certain people. You know that you are more sexually mature. So it's up to you at some point, if it bothers you, to say, let's have dialogue about sexual activity. Let's have a mature dialogue. And be confident that you're going to start attracting a much more healthier response to your feminine prowess. It won't be said in a teasing kind of way. And that's where I want to get to, move out of the teasing, and a teasing that can be hurtful, and move into a confident teasing. And again, either party can do that. But if you're listening to this, then it's going to be on you. Hey, why do you call me a vixen? Is that a compliment? I'm curious to your, say more. Please explain. And we've been taught again that's you being insecure. No, not at all. I can let the door open and leave the chain on. That's me inquiring to see where this person is headed, to see if we really need to have more interaction. But this is always an opportunity for both people to grow and to learn. And I hope you've learned from this opportunity. There is a donation opportunity at Cash App, $GoAskVal, PayPal, Valerie_Jeff@hotmail.com. I love you all, and I will continue to be your succubus. Take care, and I'll see you on the other side.